Many years ago, down beyond my house near an old tobacco barn was a large spreading mulberry tree. I never cared much for mulberries, but the birds were absolutely crazy over them in the season of the tree bearing its fruit. The truth is, that old tree, which had likely been there for 100 years, was just an irritation to me. Like I said, I didn't care for the fruit enough to make jelly. And when you picked the berries, the mulberry juice stained your fingers a deep purple, which wouldn't come off even with the best soap. But I had an incredible realization of the magnitude of creation one day, there, at the mulberry tree. It was hot. Oh, so hot. And the birds were in all their glory as they gorged themselves on the fruit. I muttered out loud to no one in particular, "Stupid tree." And suddenly, whoosh. God was amongst us, catching me by surprise. He called me to come closer to that tree and just look. More than just notice, but really take in all that it was. You know, when the Lord is upon you, there is a brilliant clarity that happens, as in that moment, I saw the massive creation of just the intricacy of leaves, the strength of bark and roots, and got an idea of how the tree served as shade and shelter for some, and food for others, including bugs and gnawing things, and how the Lord had sustained that tree for a really long time. From that day till now, I've slowly begun to realize I have such a small view of the vastness of God. His idea of things like prosperity is so much larger and far-reaching than what I think. I think of it like a rich guy driving a Cadillac with steer horns on the front, but God sees it as a knight in armor who is buffed to a high shine with sword and shield and the full endorsement of the king. I see faith as something I wish I had more of, like a glass with only a little bit of water in it. He sees faith as a place I stand on the foundation of the work of Christ, with a constant upward pointing to the sovereignty of God as a second nature. God's idea of faith is so much larger than we think. My idea of healing most of the time is I just want the pain to stop and not be sick anymore. God's idea of healing is that we are brought into unity and made whole, functioning as one person in our right mind, flesh and soul in complete subjection and obedience, under the governance of the Holy Spirit, to function in season and out, howsoever He asks us. God's idea of healing is far beyond the light of this world. Bigger. The idea of mercy is merely that I want God to be nice to me even when I am a horrible person. God's idea of mercy is bigger, so much larger. It is beyond my imagination. If anyone got what they deserved and what was fair, there would really be no one left alive. The mercy of the Lord spans our lives from the beginning to the end. Every mountain and valley, every river and sea, every man, woman, and child breathe and live within the amazing mercy of God. His mercy is over the horizon and beyond the vanishing point. That is huge. I am the one who makes His ideas small. We make grace to be nice, necessary, and we say knowingly,
"Oh, it means unmerited favor."
How narrow. Because God's idea of grace is as amazing and vast as His mercy. Come on now, listen. Grace is sister to mercy. And where mercy is, grace is close by. Within the Hebrew word for mercy is the word grace. And grace under the umbrella of mercy is compassion and kindness beyond the vanishing point, which crowns us with the sword of the Spirit for life and new beginnings. God's idea of grace so totally eclipses anything I had in mind. Bigger. We all need hope. And if we have faith, we can rest assured hope was there first. Once again, though, many seem to have turned the vastness of the hope in Christ into a narrow one-way street, and His idea is so much larger. And no, I'm not going to tell you. It would be best if you pondered God's idea of hope to a conclusion for yourself. You look it up. You read and find out how He sees it. You'll be amazed at how much larger it is than would have ever entered into your mind. Bigger, way bigger. Too often we accept Christ to our own salvation, but many just stop there. When I first got saved and went to a little rural church, after a while I noticed we never got beyond Jesus saves to really knowing God's preferences and standards. Well, sure, the important three initial survival tools of any believer are pray, read your Bible, and tell others about Jesus. But for me, I wanted to know who was behind my faith, my peace, my courage, and hope. I thought then, and still believe now, that there is so much more of God to know. He is much, much bigger than we have imagined. I barely have grace for people who say they're believers and don't act like it, but Jesus? Oh my gosh! Jesus died for a world of people who don't do what they say. And I think I was at the top of the list of sinners, yet He died for me and did not flinch at my wrongness. God's idea of goodness is vastly larger than our own. Read your Bible, and don't take the word of a friend because it's too much trouble to find out what the Lord says for yourself. On all counts, I find the Lord is so much larger and better than what I thought. We've got to know it for ourselves. Friends, you can do this. And when you ask the Lord what His idea of things are, don't put a ceiling on it and define what His answer is going to be before He even answers. Ask and then wait for Him to reply. And His reply will be sufficient. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.